Lesson 7, Enoch and a Zion People. Purpose, to help the children want to become pure in heart, as was Enoch. Preparation. Prayerfully study Moses chapter 6, verses 26 through 47. Enoch is called of God. He feels inadequate, but is blessed. Moses chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. Enoch talks with the Lord face to face. Moses chapter 7, verses 11 through 33, and verses 41, 44, and 47. The city of Zion is established. Enoch has a vision of all the inhabitants of the earth. Moses chapter 7, verses 62 through 65, and also verse 69. Also the 10th article of faith, the return of the city of Zion. 2. Additional reading. Doctrine and Covenant, section 107, verses 48 and 49. Enoch walks with God. The rest of Moses, chapter 6 and chapter 7. 3. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral, page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A pearl of great price for each child. B. A Book of Mormon and a Doctrine and Covenants. C. A small, clear container of clean water that will fit into a larger container of dirty or muddy water. See the attention activity. D. Picture 6-6, the City of Enoch. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Display a small, clear container of clean water inside a larger container of dirty water. Point out that it is possible for the water in the small container to remain pure even when it is surrounded by filthy water. Liken the clean water to people who are trying to live clean lives in an evil world. It is possible for us to remain pure and righteous if we do not allow any impurity or unrighteousness into our lives. Tell the children that in this lesson they will learn about Enoch, an Old Testament prophet who was pure in heart. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of Enoch from the Scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the Scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Emphasize the following points about Enoch's life. When Enoch was first called to be a prophet, he felt inadequate. He was young and slow of speech. Scripture, Moses chapter 6, verse 31. And when Enoch had heard these words, he bowed himself to the earth before the Lord, and spake before the Lord, saying, Why is it that I have found favor in thy sight, and am but a lad, and all the people hate me, for I am slow of speech? Wherefore am I thy servant? But he exercised faith and obeyed the Lord's will. Back to text. But he exercised faith and obeyed the Lord's will. Page 28. Enoch talked with the Lord face to face and saw many visions. He prophesied of the restoration of the gospel and the coming forth of the Book of Mormon. Truth will I send forth out of the earth, Moses chapter 7, verse 62. The preaching of the gospel to all the world, the building of the New Jerusalem, and the ushering in of the millennium. Enoch taught, helped convert, and baptized many people who became so righteous that they lived in a city of holiness, even Zion. Moses chapter 7, verse 19. This holy city was taken up into heaven and will return at the time of the millennium. When it returns, it will join with the earthly Zion, which is the New Jerusalem. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. How did Enoch receive his calling? Moses chapter 6, verses 26, 27, and 42. What was Enoch called to do? How were most of the people living at the time Enoch received his call? Moses chapter 6, verses 27 through 29. Why did Enoch feel his calling was too difficult for him? Moses chapter 6, verse 31. What specifically did the Lord tell Enoch to do before he would be blessed? Moses chapter 6, verse 32. What did the Lord tell Enoch to say? Moses chapter 6, verse 33. How were the Lord's promises in Moses chapter 6, verse 34 fulfilled? Moses chapter 6, verse 34. Think of a time when you struggled or had a problem that was difficult. What can you learn from Enoch's example in dealing with challenges? See Enrichment Activity 1. What can we learn about the Lord from Enoch's vision? Moses chapter 7, verse 4. What did Enoch learn about the people of the world? Moses chapter 7, verse 41. Display the picture, the city of Enoch. How were the people who heard and obeyed Enoch's words blessed? Moses chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Why was their city called Zion? Moses chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. What do you think it means to be of one heart and one mind? How can you help your family be more like the people who lived in Zion? See Enrichment Activity number 4. What happened to Enoch and all the people in the city of Enoch? Moses chapter 7, verses 21 and 69. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 49. What does it mean to be taken up into heaven or translated? Help the children understand that when people are translated, their bodies are changed so they will not experience pain and will never taste of death, but shall live to behold all the doings of the Father and of the children of men, even until all things shall be fulfilled according to the will of the Father, when I shall come in my glory with the powers of heaven. Back to text. At the time of the second coming, they will be changed in the twinkling of an eye from mortality to immortality. 3 Nephi chapter 28, verse 8. Why did the Lord weep? Moses chapter 7, verses 28 and 32 and 33. How do you want your parents and the Lord to feel when they see your actions? How do we know that each individual is important to the Lord? When Enoch wept, how did the Lord comfort him? Moses chapter 7, verses 44, 45, and 47. How can thinking about Jesus Christ and His love and sacrifice for us comfort us, even though there is great wickedness in the world? When will Zion, or a city of the pure in heart, again be established? Moses chapter 7, verse 62. What is the truth that must sweep the earth to prepare for the establishment of Zion? President Ezra Taft Benson defined this truth as the Book of Mormon, Conference Report, October 1986, page 102, or Ensign, November 1986, page 79. How can we help fulfill this prophecy about the Book of Mormon? Where will Zion, the New Jerusalem, be established? 10th Article of Faith. We believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes, that Zion, the New Jerusalem, will be built upon the American continent, that Christ will reign personally upon the earth, and that the earth will be renewed and receive its paradisiacal glory. How long will Jesus Christ dwell on the earth with the righteous in Zion? Moses chapter 7, verses 64 and 65. Point out that this period of 1,000 years is called the millennium. How can you take part in preparing for this joyous time when Zion will be established? See Enrichment Activity number 3. Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Compare the story of Enoch's call with the account in Ether chapter 12, verse 27 of God's promises to those who feel inadequate to accept callings. Ether chapter 12, verse 27. Invite the children to mark in their own copies of the Pearl of Great Price any of the following verses that could strengthen and help them when they feel inadequate. Moses chapter 6, verse 31. Enoch felt weak, so he prayed in humility. Moses chapter 7, verse 13. Enoch had faith, and his weaknesses became his strengths. Moses chapter 6, verse 35. Enoch was obedient. Moses chapter 6, verse 37. Enoch worked hard. Moses chapter 7, verses 41 and 44. Enoch had compassion. 2. Discuss the following statement from President Spencer W. Kimball. For many years, we have been taught that one important end result of our labors, hopes, and aspirations in this work is the building of a latter-day Zion, a Zion characterized by love, harmony, and peace, a Zion in which the Lord's children are as one. This day will come. It is our destiny to help bring it about. That can only be done through consistent and concerted daily effort by every single member of the church. May I suggest 3 fundamental things we must do if we are to bring again Zion? First, we must eliminate selfishness. Second, we must cooperate completely and work in harmony one with the other. Third, we must sacrifice whatever is required by the Lord. Conference Report, April 1978, pages 121 to 123, or Ensign, May 1978, pages 80 and 81. On the chalkboard, list the 3 things President Kimball said we must do to bring again Zion. Let the children think of specific ways to do each one. 3. Help the children memorize the 10th article of faith. Explain that the time when the earth will be renewed and Jesus Christ will come to reign personally on the earth will be the millennium. 4. Tie a bundle of slender sticks together with a string. Ask one of the children to try to break the sticks while they are tied together. Explain that it is too difficult for one person. Untie the string and give each child a stick to break. Discuss the importance of each person doing his or her part in establishing a Zion-like society in his home and circle of friends. You might suggest to the children that they could try this activity at home and then discuss with their families ways they can each do their part to make their home more like the city of Enoch. 5. Have the children name things they can do each day that will help them become more pure in heart. Have them name things that will take away their purity. Help them think of more positive than negative things. Write their ideas on slips of paper and put them in a container. Designate the front of the classroom as Zion and have the children stand side by side in a row facing Zion. Pull a slip of paper out of the container, read what is written on it, and have the children move forward one step if the idea will help them become pure, or move back one step if the idea would influence them to become unrighteous. Keep reading ideas until the children reach Zion. 6. Sing or read the words to Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, page 110. Verse 1. Adam was a prophet, first one that we know. In a place called Eden, he helped things to grow. Adam served the Lord by following his ways. We are his descendants in the latter days. Chorus. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet. Follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet. Follow the prophet, he knows the way. Verse 2. Enoch was a prophet. He taught what was good. People in his city did just what they should. When they were so righteous that there was no sin, Heavenly Father took them up to live with him. Verse 3. Noah was a prophet, called to preach the word. Tried to cry repentance, but nobody heard. They were busy sinning. Noah preached in vain. They wished they had listened when they saw the rain. Verse 4. Abraham the prophet prayed to have a son, so the Lord sent Isaac as the chosen one. Isaac begat Jacob, known as Israel. Jacob's sons were 12 tribes, so the Bible tells. Verse 5. Moses was a prophet sent to Israel. He would lead them to the promised land to dwell. They were slow to follow, or so it appears. They were in the wilderness for 40 years. Verse 6. Samuel was a prophet, chosen as a boy. Hannah promised God her son would serve with joy. In the tabernacle, Samuel heard his name. He was called by God and answered, "Here I am." Verse 7. Jonah was a prophet, tried to run away, but he later learned to listen and obey. When we really try, the Lord won't let us fail. That's what Jonah learned deep down inside the whale. Verse 8. Daniel was a prophet. He refused to sin. So the king threw Daniel in the lion's den. Angels calmed the lions, and the king soon saw Daniel's power was great, for he obeyed God's law. Verse 9. Now we have a world where people are confused. If you don't believe it, go and watch the news. We can get direction all along our way if we heed the prophets, follow what they say. Children's Songbook, I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, page 78. Verse 1, I'm trying to be like Jesus, I'm following in His ways. I'm trying to love as He did in all that I do and say. At times I am tempted to make a wrong choice, but I try to listen as the still small voice whispers. Chorus, love one another as Jesus loves you. Try to show kindness in all that you do. Be gentle and loving in deed and in thought. For these are the things Jesus taught. Verse 2, I'm trying to love my neighbor. I'm learning to serve my friends. I watch for the day of gladness when Jesus will come again. I try to remember the lessons He taught. Then the Holy Spirit enters into my thoughts, saying, Chorus, when He comes again, Children's Songbook, page 82. Verse 1, I wonder when He comes again, will herald angels sing? Will earth be white with drifted snow, or will the world know spring? I wonder if one star will shine far brighter than the rest. Will daylight stay the whole night through? Will songbirds leave their nests? I'm sure He'll call His little ones together round His knee, because He said in days gone by, suffer them to come to Me. Verse 2, I wonder when He comes again, will I be ready there? To look upon His loving face and join with Him in prayer. Each day I try to do His will and let my light so shine that others seeing me may seek for greater light divine. Then, when that blessed day is here, He'll love me and He'll say, you've served Me well, my little child. Come into My arms to stay. Conclusion. Testimony. You may want to bear testimony that being pure in heart as Enoch and his people were brings happiness. Encourage the children to decide on one or two specific things they can do during the coming week to become more pure and thus help others around them become better also. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Moses chapter 7, verses 18 through 21 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 7, Enoch and a Zion People.